Nature documentary fans were in London's Trafalgar Square on Thursday dressed up like bumblebees, tigers, and lions.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
They were there to celebrate the wildlife expert and climate change campaigner David Attenborough, who turns 100 today. NPR's Lauren Freyer has this appreciation.
David Attenborough was already age 30, though wearing what looks like a Boy Scout uniform, when in 1956 he wrestled a Burmese python on TV.
It's important to grab his tail as soon as you grab his head. Otherwise, he'll wrap his great coils around you and give you a very nasty squeeze.
He cuddled gorillas in Rwanda.
There is more meaning and mutual understanding in exchanging a glance with a gorilla than any other animal I know.
And he once got pounced on by a lusty capercaillie grouse in the Scottish Highlands.
He is so charged up, this being the breeding season, that he will display to almost anything, including me. No doubt.
He's explored mating rituals of fireflies.
The sexual signals of the fireflies.
Blue whales.
I can see its tail just under my boat here. And it's coming up. It's coming up. There!
And Galapagos tortoises, some of whom are even older than him. He collected fossils as a kid, studied zoology at Cambridge, got drafted into the Royal Navy in 1947, and then had a whole career as a BBC manager before moving on screen only when someone else got ill. Sharmila Chowdhury was 15 when she first saw one of his films in the cinema in her native India.
There was this man showing me all these extraordinary creatures, from tiny protozoans to strange sea cucumbers.
It changed her life. She too decided to study zoology and went all the way to a PhD. She moved to the UK, met her teenage idol, and then got hired by him. Last year, Chowdhury produced the film Wild London, in which Attenborough, then aged 99, shimmies on his belly to get eye to eye with a spiny hedgehog.
You know, we call him the animal whisperer, the little peregrine chick in Wild London. It was screaming its little head off. And then David said, now, you know, it's all right. And this little bird leaned back, looked up at David, and just seemed to know it's going to be all right.
It's kind of like what he does to us all. Stop commuters on a busy London street and they'll wax poetic about memories from childhood and that iconic hushed voice.
Sunday afternoons watching Planet Earth with my dad growing up.
We connect his voice with nature. He's a good person. And at the moment, that's really rare.
He's just likable. He can inform you, make you cry at some iguanas being chased by snakes. So I think the world is a better place because of him.
Those were commuters Liam Wall, Andriana Naidu, and Chris Demeto with birthday greetings for the big man.
I hope this gets it. Thank you so much for everything you've done to David. We love you. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, and I wish you so many more for my sake. And the grandchildren I hope to have.
Happy birthday, David Attenborough. Let's go another 100.
Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.